Good evening, everyone.
Hi.
Hello.
Evening.
Cam, is Ross coming to the meeting?
Yes, he is. Yeah, I think he should be on in a minute.
Okay, thank you.
And actually, I'm gonna run to the bathroom real quick before he gets here.
Okay.
All right, and forgive my cat. He just made an appearance. His name is Jack.
Jack, pretty cat.
Thank you.
Pet him for me.
I will.
Cameron, would it be wise to check on Ross and see where he is?
Yeah, I'll shoot him a text real quick.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah, I just saw him a little while ago and he said he was coming to the meeting.
Oh, okay.
All right. I just sent him a text.
Hi, this is Bill Phillips. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
You can hear me?
Yes.
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 Yeah, we're having a little technical difficulty here with the computer, so we called in.
All right, since it's 7:05, I'm going to give him a call real quick and just make sure.
Thank you.
Oh, there he is.
There we go.
Hello.
Hey, Ralph.
Hey.
Hold on. Let me just go get the agenda and all that other good stuff.
You need the good stuff.
So let me just, okay, got one thing done. Hold on. Just let me get. Got 2023. Let me just open the packet we have for tonight. I got the minutes, our agenda. Okay, let's get started. I will call the meeting to order again. It's 7:06. And let me see who we have present here. So I think we all have regular full members here. So I don't need to appoint anybody to sit. Let me look. Who else we have? Do we have Michael here? Yes, we do.
Yes, we
Michael,
do.
Let me seat you as a voting member.
Okay.
So then I know that Andy will not be here. So we do have a quorum. So we can get started.
Ross, real quick, if we could just run through all the names for the minutes. They're going to be done after this meeting.
Okay, thank you. So yeah. We have present. As a members of the board, Jim Lersch. We have Diane, I forget, D'Annunzio?
D'Annunzio, yes.
D'Annunzio?
Yep.
And Michael, I'm blanking on your last name.
It's McDonald.
McDonald. And David Lynn. Yep. And Cameron. And Ross Lally, the chair. And we will introduce other parties as we get to them on the agenda. So let me first start out with approval of the agenda. So do I have a motion to approve our agenda?
So moved.
A motion was made by Jim Lersch. Do I have a second?
Second.
I'll second it.
So who was the first person? Was that David?
Yep.
So second by David Lynn. And any discussion? Then all those in favor, let me just go through and actually, you know what? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So the minutes, the agenda rather, were approved by all the members of the board unanimously. So let's go to public comment, and I will invite any of the public here to comment. This is your part of the meeting when you can comment. When we get into the rest of the agenda, the public is here to watch, not to participate in the actual meeting. So just want to make, you know, that clarified as a, you know, just as an order of how we do business, you know, at these meetings. So any public comment?
Okay, I'm Ron Bowman.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
Yep.
Okay.
Just a concerned neighbor, want to protect the water quality. I'm a former conservation member of the Bolton Conservation and a member of the Freya Park Trail Improvement Committee. Just want to, you know, to hear what you guys are thinking about in respect to the old quarry and my concerns about water quality leaving the area. I drove by during the rainstorm we had last week, and there's brown water leaving the area going into the wetlands. It may not sound like a big deal to some people, but it is. It can affect everything in that wetland, from pH to microorganisms to plant life. So just want to see what's happening and what we can do to fix the issues.
Okay. And I would appreciate your comments. If you have anything that's more detailed, the other thing you can do is certainly sit down with our wetlands agent before the meeting and go through all this stuff in more detail so he has a chance to actually research it and then bring any specific concerns you have, you know, to the meeting to represent, you know, your concerns.
Okay, we'll do next time, sure.
Okay, because I just want to make sure that you do realize you've got a voice to be heard. And just the way that we do these meetings, when we actually have the business part of our meeting, that's for the public to observe, not to participate in. And it's just a general rule that's required by, you know, that's what we have to do under Freedom of Information Act, is make this meeting available for you to watch. But it's our meeting. So I just want to make sure you get your input, know what channel, so that you're not left out.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. And thank you for coming, because we do not have the public here. So I appreciate it. So let's get on to the old business, which is William Phillips, One Notch Road, garage and office building equipment, et cetera. And what we had done, this was previously issued under permit C-20-5. So I want to bring up an interesting little twist that Cameron made me aware of just about 15 minutes ago, which is why I was late, because I was just continuing a little bit of reading. And such, it appears that there have been some changes to the inland wetland regs that we were not made aware of. And these occurred back in, they were effective July of 2021. We were not aware of them. And they were part of some, you know, COVID relief package. And which contained a bunch of other things. And at the very end of it, there's a section on wetland permits. And we were not made aware of this at Kakiwik in 2021, where these new regs went into effect. No one mentioned it. And we were not talk about it in 2022 at the Kakiwik conference. And so what these new regs do is they basically extend any permits that were issued. Let me just read from the actual reg to make sure I have it correctly. And I'm going to, pardon me while I'm looking at my phone, because the gist of what I'm getting to is that Mr. Phillips' permit did not expire, and that we have to go through and change a bunch of expiry dates in our system. And so, someone was going to say something.
Yeah, Ross, would you like me to share my screen?
Why don't you share your screen? That would be easier, because then we all can see it. Because this is not, you know, and again, Mr. Phillips, I mean, this is just something that we learned about, and I want you to be aware of it so that there's no surprises or, you know, secrets going on. And, just don't show us your IRA account, Cam.
Yeah, nope. Okay. There's the act. All right, so I'm going to scroll up to the top. So this is Public Act 21-34. It's an act concerning the right to counsel in eviction proceedings, the validity of inland wetlands permits in relation to certain other land use approvals, and extending the time of expiration of certain land use permits.
And so the first part of this is all about tenants and housing and individuals. Yeah. And then you get to the wetland stuff finally at page like 13 at the bottom.
Yeah, so there's other stuff prior, but this is the section that we're most concerned with. So section 9, effective from passage, and the passage was approved June 10th, 2021. Notwithstanding the provisions of any special act or any site plan, subdivision, or permit approval by a zoning commission, planning commission, combined planning and zoning commission, zoning board of appeals, or inland wetlands agency, pursuant to the approvals of any such special act that occurred on or after July 1st, 2011, but prior to the effective date of this section, which again is June 10th, 2021.
And so this permit, just the permit that we're talking about for Mr. Phillips, was issued in
July 2020.
And it expired. It expired after the date of this.
Right. Yeah. So
not expire before March 10 of 2020.
Right.
Or before the effective date of this rule. This new bill.
Yeah. So it does appear that application, this permit did fall within this window. And so reading this public act, it sounds like this permit shall not expire not less than 14 years after the date of such approval.
Wow. 14 years.
Yep. So this would be blanket. It would affect not only this permit, but any others issued with that fall within this window.
Mm.
So here's the challenge. We have not had time, obviously, to talk to the attorney because we wanted to check with the town attorney that is our interpretation of this correct? And if it is, this is affecting more than just one permit. It affects some that we listed as lapsed at one of our previous, you know, meetings. So this would probably, this would affect a number of other permits. And we would have to go in and update our system to just to reflect, you know, new effective dates of 14 years out from the date of approval, as opposed to the two to 7 years or whatever that we had, you know, given previous permits, depending on circumstances. So I guess the question is, it looks like, so we have not had time, so let me just explain it. It looks like Mr. Phillips and a number of other permits that we thought were expired are not. And we have not had time to talk to an attorney, you know, the town attorney about this. And if this does apply, then we would need to, you know, the town would need to refund the application money to Mr. Phillips. And his permit would still be in effect. And so I'm concerned about, we approve this tonight, and it's already, there's no need to because the existing permit is still valid. You know, and we did not know that, you know, through not being aware of this update. So I'm just asking for, you know, thoughts from the other, you know, other board members on this. Because again, Cam just found out about this about 3 or 4 hours ago. He and I just spoke about a half hour, you know, 45, you know, 50 minutes ago. So I just would like to make sure folks on the commission understand what we're talking about and what your thoughts are. Because again, I want to do what is right within the framework of, you know, the law, and also to do right by the applicant, because I don't want to put him through hoops that he doesn't need to go through, you know, with, you know, reapplying and going through a process.
The application is before us, 23-4.
Yeah.
Maximum action date is Thursday.
Correct.
October 26th. So you're thinking that you're going to approach the attorney and get a ruling from him between now and then you'll advise William Phelps of the action at that point or before that point?
Well, what we could do is ask the applicant for an extension. And we could, you know, do this investigation. And I don't want to drag this out. And, you know, in case that we actually do need to extend this, you know, extend his permit, I don't want to make him sit and wait.
Well, it seems kind of straightforward to me if this legislation is legit, which I think it is.
Yeah.
His permit's still active. He has not expired, so he has a valid and a water permit. So,
and that's how I feel about it too. Is because when Cam first mentioned it to me, I said I wanted to, you know, read this, and when I read it, it seems to be fairly clear that this permit is still active.
Right, 14 years is a long time.
The only question I have is, does this legislation, is it tied to any declaration of a health emergency? I know a lot of the COVID legislation expired when the health emergency was removed. Was this legislation tied to that at all?
Right. I'm not sure that it was necessarily tied to it, but the dates mentioned here, so date that did not expire prior to March 10, 2020, does sort of imply it was, had something to do with the time frame of public health emergency, but it doesn't say whether or not this is tied to such a thing.
That's why I don't have an answer to that either. I guess that's a good question. I'm just putting that up there as a question to our leader.
It's a good question because it's the stuff that we talked about as well, because I do not know if this is tied, and it's, you know, in some way that there's some other, there's an other legislation that disables this after the emergency is declared ended. I do not know. So it's
That's why it's just a question.
No, I agree with you. And it's just like, I want to go through this and share this because this isn't any secret. And it's just something that I think it would be good to ask the town attorney for his opinion, but it looks like that Ms. Phillips' permit is still valid. And if it is, then we need to refund him his money.
I think we need a ruling by the town attorney and we'll go from there. It sounds like his permit is still valid.
Yeah, and that's what I would like to do is just get a ruling from the town attorney, because if Mr. Phillips' permit is still valid, then there's a number of other ones that are, and we need to update all those permits and notify the applicants that, you know, the permittees that they've got longer than they thought.
Yes, I agree.
So, Mr. Phillips, you've been quiet through all this. I wanted to get your take on this because, again, this is like, I'm just being upfront with you because I just found this out, and it's nothing that I want to, you know, have secret. It's part of, you know, it's for me, it's part of the public record, and making sure that we're doing right by the town, the city, and you.
Yes. No. I appreciate that.
Are we going to go to the town attorney like tomorrow and seek a ruling on this?
Yeah, that is the plan. I was going to contact the town attorney first thing in the morning.
Okay. So I guess I said, Mr. Phillips, I guess my question is, what were you planning to, you know, what other additional work were you planning to do on there? Because here's the thing is, like, even if your permit is still valid, you cannot use that land for business purposes until you complete all the activities that we approved. So still mean you still couldn't use it for stockpiling, you know, materials and all that other stuff until you completed all the other activities that would let you use it for the business purposes.
That's right. That's my understanding also.
Okay.
So I wanted to move forward and complete the things we need to get done and get it done.
So you're planning to do more this year then?
Yes. Yeah, I completed the things we talked about. I got the pipe in, refreshed the tracking pad.
Yep.
Took care of the piles that didn't have grass seed or cover on them.
Yeah.
I pushed those over. I spoke to Cameron today about that.
Yeah, I had noticed you're doing that work, you know, over the last week or so, you know, as I ride by. Cam confirmed it today.
Yep.
Yeah, as you can see on my screen here, I do have a picture that was taken earlier today. I think it was around 4 o'clock. And that's the entrance to the property with the construction entrance redressed.
Yep.
And the pipe is in, correct?
Yes, it is. So that water is getting directed where it needs to be. It's getting down into the catch basin and it's working well.
When you say catch basin, you mean within the property, that existing one?
Or... Yeah, the one that's on the edge of the road.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Good.
Good. Thank you for doing that, because that, you know, that addresses some concerns that Cam and I had as well, you know, as well as what, you know, the Mr. Bowden said at the beginning, because that was, you know, some concerns that, you know, predated, you know, his mentioning his concerns.
Yep.
So then I would be hesitant to have us vote on this tonight and then just create another thing we have to undo if this interpretation that the existing, you know, permit is valid stands. It's just like adding another layer of complexity to it.
Okay.
Because I don't know how to undo something that the commission does if we did it, you know, basically in error.
Okay.
So I guess my question then is, Cam's going to reach out to Rich Barger, our, you know, the town attorney tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully try to get a ruling. We need to get it before, well, tomorrow is the 25th. So if we can get an answer from him. And so then I'm wondering if, Mr. Phillips, if we could ask you for an extension so that if it turns out that, you know, you don't have the 14 years you thought, that we can just, you know, have a special meeting and, you know, approve this for you.
No, that's great. No, no issue here.
Because I just want to move this along, because I know you want to get the work done in there and make sure that you're doing what, you know, you're getting done what you need to for your business. And we're, you know, making sure that we are being compliant, you know, with the state statutes and such. It also means we're going to need to update our inland wetlands regs too.
Okay.
Which is not your concern.
Any way I can work with you on this, you know, no problem.
So let me just ask the commission, are you free, say, within the next week, that we would have at least a quorum of three people?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm available.
David? Michael?
Yes. I'm available. Yeah, I guess I could be available.
So I would ask if you could give us an extension of I'm just going to say 4 weeks, and we want to get this resolved sooner, because I don't want to keep coming back to you for another extension, because I think we have to do that in a meeting.
Okay.
And then we'll work on seeing getting it resolved by the end of this week. And if it turns out we need to do another permit, then we'll do a special meeting. That will be the only item on the agenda. And we would do that as early as possible next week.
Okay, that sounds good.
Hopefully it will turn out that your permit is 14 years and you're good to go. And Cam can just notify everybody and we'll refund you your money.
Okay, sounds good.
So then would you officially give us an extension to, when's our next meeting? It's November, let me look at my calendar.
28th.
Yeah, because we decided to move it to after Thanksgiving. So let's do this on the 28th. So would you be kind enough to give us an extension until the 28th?
Yes.
Okay, with the understanding, as I said, that we'll work as hard as we can to resolve this by Friday.
Okay. No, that sounds good.
Is the rest of the board comfortable with that?
Yes.
Yes.
So then the note minutes will show that Mr. Phillips gave an extension with the understanding that we will review the state statute with the town attorney and try to come to a decision by, you know, by Friday. And if the statute is, you know, does hold with the 14 years of the permit, we will refund the money, you know, Mr. Phillips' application fees.
Just playing devil's advocate, if it doesn't extend the 14 years, then we have to vote on the application again?
Yes. So that's why I don't want to withdraw this application. I want to leave it here.
Understood.
I want to table it, you know, for tonight. I have a motion to table that officially. And you know, with the extension, and that way, if we do need it, we can have the special meeting next week. And this way, we will keep everything moving along and hopefully less than, you know, 5 business days delay.
Yeah, we made a motion last meeting to table this until this meeting. So we make another motion to table until next meeting.
Oh, yes. Let's make a motion to table until the next meeting, with the, which could be next week. Or okay, so we have a motion to table this.
I'll second it.
That motion was made by Jim. It was seconded by Diane. Is it Diane or Diane?
It's Diane.
Diane. And any further discussion? Hearing none, I will entertain a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? So the motion to table. Item 3A, William Phillips, One Notch Road, until our next meeting, passes unanimously by all board commission members present. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Phillips. Thank you, Mr. Bowden.
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Cameron. All right. Thank you very much.
And we will be in touch.
Okay.
Actually, Cam will.
Yes.
All right.
Just so we have one person talking to you so it doesn't get too confusing.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, let's move on to new business. Do we have any?
I don't believe so.
So I don't see anything on here, and nobody mentioned it to me, and we didn't approve any at the beginning, so I guess we don't. So then let's go on to item number 5, approval of minutes from our September 26th, 2023 regular meeting. And I'm going to abstain from discussion because I wasn't here. I was enjoying myself in Italy, so I will leave it up to the members who are present to...
I have read the minutes and I find them acceptable. I motion that we approve the minutes.
I'll second it.
So motion by Jim to approve the minutes as is, seconded by Diane. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Actually, I abstain, so never mind. So this was everybody voted yes except for Ross, who abstained. And then let's move on to the wetland agent report.
Yeah, so pretty much the only update that I have is over on 35 Lakeside Circle. Let me look up real quick what that permit number is. But that is the deck installation previously permitted. What was that?
23-2.
Oh, 23-2. Thank you.
The minutes here, say, like, for number 2023-2.
So the deck is in. It looks like it's, 99% completed. Here, I can share my screen again. Okay. So there's the deck and there's the silt fence and the water. Minimal ground disturbance. Most of the lawn vegetation is still intact. I went out a couple other times prior to this, but it looks like it's 99% complete. And in emails with the contractor, I guess they're waiting on a couple of things. I'm not sure if they've gotten those in. This was also taken earlier today. So I'm not sure if it is complete in this photo or if they are waiting on something, but they are pretty much there. So
when you say they're waiting on stuff, that's not anything that's like related to disturbing the ground or anything. It's
right. Yeah, pieces of the post and stuff like that. Let me just double check. Just waiting on a couple post caps and one deck board was an email I received on Saturday. So it might have, looks like it's been completed since.
So it's just really the it's items on the deck itself. It's nothing related to soil disturbance.
Correct.
What's the latest on the gas station at 271 Hop River Road?
Yeah, that unfortunately still does not have any update. As far as I know, they're still kind of figuring out plans, and I think they're in the middle of a plan change. But I don't think it's something that would affect wetlands. I think it's more of a planning zone or a planning plan change.
They have not finished removing the debris from the wetlands in the back yet?
No, not to my knowledge. I did contact them a couple of times. And the last time I heard back, let's see, trying to remember now. I think it was by phone, and I have that conversation written down in the office. But off the top of my head, I believe that they were planning to finish it. I asked them to let me know when they did that, and I did not get a call back. So to my knowledge, they have not yet completed it, and I believe that call was 3 weeks ago now.
We'll continue to follow it. Thank you.
And that's about it. A couple of other things that came across my desk that are not subject to wetland approval. I don't have those addresses on me right now, unfortunately. I did also leave that in the office, so sorry about that. But that's about it. Is that we do have the Kakiwik annual meeting. I'm not sure if we wanted to put that under other.
Oh, you're talking about it now, so it's part of your report.
Okay. So I did reach out to our two new commission members, Diane and Michael, and I guess Michael has already signed up, so that's great. And I just wanted to throw that out to Jim and David as well, that the Kakiwik annual meeting is going to be Saturday, November 11th from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. over in, was it Berlin?
It's Bristol. Bristol Conference Center. And Diane and I are going to carpool. So if there's anybody, if she decides to go, so if there's anybody else who wants to join the carpool.
Okay.
Yep. And just a reminder that continental breakfast and food are included, and that it's multiple workshops that you get to choose from. So it's a series of three sessions, and I believe there's four workshops per session, and you can choose which of those four you would like for each session.
Yeah, and I usually go to the first two legal sessions, which are in sessions one and two, and I'm going to ask about this state statute because I'm pretty sure they did not mention it, because this would have been a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I'm going to bring that up as a question.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a write-up someplace on exactly what goes on at this Kakiwik? I looked down online. I didn't see anything too much detail.
You would need to go to their website, and then if you look at the conference section, they sent an email out.
It was just recently posted, like within this last week. So if you haven't seen it before, that's probably why, because they just posted it.
Okay.
Yeah. David, I can forward the email along to you.
Yeah, if you could do that, that'd be great. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it'll give you the instructions for signing up. I signed up for it last night. And they're having an issue with PayPal. The payments are going through, but they're not getting notified that the PayPal payment went through. Okay. So what happened was I got this note saying, thank you for registering. You're taking these sessions and this session and that session and this third one. And we understand you're going to mail a check to us. So I wrote to them and I said, I paid by PayPal. They confirmed you have my money. And then they said, oops, sorry, we're not getting the notifications. Yes, it did come through. So they're very quick to respond. Janice Fournier was awake at 11 o'clock last night when I sent this in. So they seem to be on the ball with this stuff. I highly recommend it. It's very informative. And as I said, I usually do the two legal sessions because a lot of what they talk about is case law. And I will tell you that I do not go through the Superior Court records to find out the environmentally related cases. So this is where this is useful. But the environmental stuff I read on my own, it's much, for me, it's much more accessible. So that's why I go to the legal ones. But the food is good for breakfast and lunch. I've never been to this Bristol Conference Center, but they do a good breakfast and lunch spread. So, and the town will reimburse you for the cost of the, you know, and I'm all kidding aside, it's really very informative, the environmental as well as the, you know, legal sessions. $75, town will reimburse you. You need to go, you know, just, you need to provide them, you know, your receipt, you know, and your confirmation from Kakiwik that you registered, and give it to Danielle Pellizzini, and she will get you reimbursed. You'll get a check from the town. Okay. And it's in our education budget, so please use the budget. You all paid for this education through your taxes. Anything else, Cam?
Nope, that is it for me.
Anything under other that folks want to bring up for discussion? Since this is kind of our catch-all. And hearing none, I will entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
So who made that? David, I'll give you the motion. Who seconded it?
I seconded.
Jim seconded it. So we are adjourned at 7:42. So thank you, everyone. And hopefully we will not need to meet next week. But if we do, Danielle will send a meeting notice out. And we will get together.
Okay.
Good.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, well, have a good one, everyone.
Thank you.
Yeah,
happy Thanksgiving and happy Halloween.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.